927 4CC. Been a little while. Been in Canberra. The budget's been on. Ken O'Dowd joining me in the studio. Hello, mate. How are you?
Hello. Good morning, listeners.
Mate, a lot of things in the budget. You've been knocked by quite a few people. You get that with every budget. There's a lot of positives in the budget.
I've had wonderful feedback from the people of Flynn. I've travelled last week around Flynn, starting off in Gingin and through to Gander, Mundubbera, Monto, back to Gladstone, and everyone's pretty upbeat about the whole thing, and I was really pleased. And it's amazing, Hamo, how Central Queensland and the regions have really taken off with an influx of people. Now, I don't know what's happened under COVID. There's no more surplus of housing in the area. It doesn't matter where you're talking about, Moore Park, Childers, Gingin, Gander, all the houses have been taken up. The real estate people tell me that if they put a house comes on the market, it's snapped up in the first week. I don't know what's happened, but it's happening for the good of the people. Accommodation is getting scarce for people coming into the area. I heard that there's 38,000 people have moved out of Melbourne and Sydney, come to the great state of Queensland.
Mate, aged care, I know there was quite a bit of flack before the budget with the federal government not looking at aged care. That's something that's been fairly strong in this year's budget.
Yes, it has. I visited the Monto Aged Care Facility, Ridgehaven.
Yep.
I spoke to the CEO out there. She's very happy. I'm getting more details for her as this $17.8 billion package unfolds in the next 4 or 5 years. But immediate effect will be $10 per resident per day will be a great boost to her budget. That'll mean about $135,000 for that aged care facility in Monto alone. It's based on the person's number of people in the homes, so everyone will benefit from that. And, of course, the 80,000 home care packages. The government aim is to keep people in their own homes as long as they can before they move into the need the extra high care in the aged care facility. So the aged care providers are really over the moon over the new package.
Apprentices, trainees, I know that's fairly strong in the budget as well, but something that has come out of the whole thing is regards to going to see your doctor. The home visits are going to be extended to the end of the year, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. You can just, if you need a script or something simple, pretty simple like a script, you can now just ring your doctor and he'll provide it to your chemist and without you going to near there, the doctor, and the government pays for that service. Everyone knows that there's a waiting list in Gladstone on going to see your doctors. This is a great way of fast-tracking the whole process.
So yeah.
I think it's a great incentive. Hmm. And maybe I'll be pushing for it after the end of December this year because I think it's great.
All right, Ken. Look, I'll catch up with you throughout the week, the time that you're in Canberra. We'll find out what's just going on. I know there's going to be a lot of debate happening over the next few days and probably early into next week as well. The toing and throwing, it always goes. Thank you very much for popping in, eh?
Thanks, Emma.
Catch up soon.